Good morning, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, taking you back now to the year 2016, when we celebrated the one-year anniversary of the opening of the Whampoa University Redeemery for Elcott the Next Step. It was a disaster, but in the spirit of truthfulness, in the spirit of open and honest communication, listen to what a disaster. You all right? Yes, I'm all right. Listen to what a disaster this was.
They are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the opening of the...
Dead opening, you know.
Yeah, Bill, this is Ed Elcott, Phil. I heard that just a moment ago and wanted to give a little bit of a correction, if it's possible.
Yeah, I'm not done talking, Ed. That's the whole thing.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say that Dr. Ed Elcott is with us, and Dr. Elcott... is at the opening of the Redeemery, which is 1 year old today. The Redeemery is part of the campus there, right?
Well, yes, the Redeemery is part of the campus here, Phil, but there's a lot more to it than just the opening of the campus. The Redeemery is the place where one is able to go back in time and redeem oneself here at Elcott the Next Step. And where you can hear the celebration as the Uns are coordinating things.
The Uns are who?
The Uns are the duds. I guess you call them the clergy. That they are the female assisted the female clerical order of Elgato Death Staff. And so that was the people that we. Pardon me, I've got an allergic reaction.
Well, notice that your nose sounds stuffed up there, Dr. Elcott.
Well, your voice grew out. Your voice went, Dr. Elcott.
Okay, yeah, his voice did crack. Why do you feel necessary? Your nose is stuffed up.
Well, is it my nose or is it my voice? You guys are going,
Look, Dr. Elcott, don't nitpick. We're really up against it here on the show today. Phil is asking about your voice.
Well, I had a lubricant put on me that is it's a lubricant that I have an allergy to.
You got a lubricant put on you? What does that mean?
You were asking me about who's playing the flute. These are Uns. The Uns are the female clerical order of Elcott the Next Step. Now, the Uns are also exist as a way... Hold on for a minute. The Uns exist... I need the dental device. The dental device, please. The Uns exist as a, also as a order for the sexual... The pleasure of the personally, which is what I am. But, they are not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priesterly other than manual.
They're not allowed to have, what I'm hearing here is they're not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priesterlies other than manual.
Yes, that's correct. And so, but what happened is not that they'll use a lubricant. A lubricant.
Ed, you're getting worse. Not better, it's getting worse.
I'm sorry, Big Peg.
Is this a matter of blowing your nose?
No, it's I need a dental device. A dental device, could you get it?
Well, what has happened?
Dad's almost like your tongue swelled it up.
That Dickman right there, give them about the cigar. The tongue has fallen a little bit.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Ed Elcott. I don't know whether we're going to be able to go on with this, Dr. Elcott.
Well, it's very important, Phil, to be due because this is, I said that this is the one-year anniversary of the Redeemery. I would hate like live in hell not to be, have at least have you here for the celebration to interview me.
I understand, but you're very difficult to understand. Dr. Ed Elcott with us here from the Redeemery at Whampoa University. This is the one-year anniversary of the opening of the Redeemery at Whampoa for Elcott the Next Step, which is a religious experience, a religious philosophy, which Dr. Elcott has promoted here on the Phil Hendry website by way of his own podcast. Let me ask you, Dr. Elcott, we'll continue the interview, but really what we want to know about is the Redeemery. Why is it such? And also, I wanted to ask Margaret.
Well, yes, we're curious about why they're called the Uns.
Now, that's not... did you mean to say none?
No, I didn't mean to say none. What I meant to say was Un. The Un in the Redeemery, in Elcott the Next Step is no. Phil and Doc and General Shaw and Barbara and Bud and Robert. In Elkhart, the next step, we look to diminish the ego. And so in diminishing the ego, the un is the epitome of diminished ego among the female religious clerical order. The un represents the diminishment of the female ego.
Of the female ego.
Yeah, right there, yes. And the Redeemery is a place where, as we mentioned, the reversary is where is your celebration of your redeeming. Redeeming is to go back in time or go backward. So we don't celebrate anniversary, we celebrate reversary.
Yeah, the reversary is something I'm not too clear on.
Well, from what I understand and what I gather, and this is only what I gather,
But you do understand or you just gather it?
Well, we're gathering it, but we're not understanding it.
All right. Well, if you've gathered it, put it down. You know?
Yeah, that working on account of the plugged-up nose.
My nose isn't plugged up. I got a dental problem.
Yeah, all right. Let's knock off the jokes, if we could, and we'll just stick with the facts here.
Yeah, that's fine with me, Phil. I'm just trying to light it a mood, you know?
Well, it's very difficult to understand you, Ed.
All right, well, it's understandable. Jeez, is that as difficult to understand you sometimes, General?
Yeah, you know what? I don't doubt that. But I'm not being interviewed right now. You are, my friend. And what we're saying is, you are there at the Redeemery. We don't know what a Redeemery is.
Well, a Redeemery, as I mentioned, is where one redeems one's originality once the ego has been diminished. You have a reversary, which is the anniversary of when your ego was completely diminished. And you have that here at the Redeemery. Now, this is the one-year anniversary of the opening of our Redeemery here. It's about probably the birth of the TV. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. I wanted to mention that Dr. Elcott has had to move into and got a dental problem because of the...
And who am I speaking with?
This is Jay Carabin. And I'm the head of the Redeemery Public Relations Press Relations here.
Oh, okay, Jay. Dr. Elcott is having a problem?
Yeah, he has had an allergic reaction. Dr. Elcott has moved off into our infirmary, what we call a infirmary here in the Redeemery, and being attended to by one of the... Sister Magnolia? Sister Magnificent? Yes. Is Dr. Elcott? Dr. Elcott would be a little bit better. They're just washing his tunic.
They're washing his tunic.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You're the guy that brought this kooky thing.
Okay, let's have respect for a man's religion.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about that. A man's religion, yeah.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I mean, the General make a good point, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, good for you, General, and that's fine. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Dr. Ed Elcott with us, who is talking to us about the one-year anniversary of the Redeemery, although he had some kind of an allergic reaction. Okay, I think I...
Stand by. Phil, forgive me, Phil, that I had to go have my tunic washed and I had to have my oral cavity cleansed. Utilize the staving process where one of the uns will perform a continued act of sexual contact with me. But the uns do not have sexual relations. That's manageable.
Well, when you say that the uns are allowed to have manual relations with you, and you said you had an allergic reaction to a lubricant, I can well imagine what it was they were doing.
All right, well.
Yeah, Margaret, you don't have to spell it out.
Well, somebody needs to spell something out.
I agree with Margaret. Now, this is very, very cagey and very coy, but obviously you had sex with an un, whatever that is.
I told you what it not is, Bill. God damn, you could have disrespect a religion. I told you what the un is. And
I'm not disrespecting your religion, man. I'm just trying to figure out here what everything is, okay?
Well, you mean not disrespect my religion bad, you know?
Phil is trying to communicate this to a larger audience.
Yes, well, that's right. Put it on.
And the unused lubricant on you that you are allergic to.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, and then your mouth got swollen up.
Well, don't tell it, your mouth got swollen up.
My mouth, my tongue swollen up in my mouth. My tongue swollen up in my mouth. God damn it, people are fucking...
Yeah, okay, Ed, we heard that.
I forgive me, Phil, but it's very tiring trying to talk to you about when your tongue is filling the entire cavity of your mouth.
And this is the allergic reaction you had to the lubricant used by the nun.
Not a nun, an un. An un, okay?
Well, yes, an un. I want to ask you a question here, Dr. Elcott. Did you say something recently about your ability to withstand tasing?
Well, that was one of the reasons why, another reason why I come on the program is when I was a young man, I was tased by police. I was beaten, and I tried to get a taser away from a cop, and I got my ass kicked, you know. And so the result of that was that
God damn, you know, this is getting disgusting.
What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? I have an unusual high level of tolerance for the leveling of...
Yes, that was it. You said you have an unusually high level of tolerance for the leveling of the overlords.
Yes, that's right.
And that's because you were tased as a young man?
But what happened was I stole a car pill. You know that I'm a young man, I was not a criminal.
Yeah, you had a criminal background, yeah.
Yeah, I stole a car, and then I got tased by a police officer when he got me. What I did was I tried to take the taser away from him, and he said, no can do, and he took it and he butchered me up, right? Well, it pissed me off, a question about it. But I'll never forget how they did the goddamn it.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, hi. Dr. Elcott has been... I was leveled once more. Dr. Elcott's suffering from a very bad allergic reaction, and so the others haven't been there. And I'm just,
Are you the gentleman we spoke with earlier?
I don't know. I don't remember talking to you. I've got to get off the phone, though. If I spend too long on the phone... Ow! Ow! Fuck! God damn it! God damn you overlords to hell! I mean... Bill, we've got to get going, Bill, because the guy got dazed.
Okay, Dr. Elcott, great talking to you.
Keep going.
Dr. Ed Elcott, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded to me like that the last guy told the overlord, whoever. Who does the leveling over there?
The leveling is done, apparently, by these overlords.
But that's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, that's just wonderful, bud, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, the overlords do the leveling. Now, what I just heard there, though, was the guy that we just talked to told the overlord to F it, to shove it.
Yeah, well, to me, it sounds like they've got a real discipline problem going on over there at that Elcott the next step or Elcott the last step or...
Yeah, it's probably got to be Elcott the last step.
Again, don't disrespect a man's religion.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how many more of those interviews we can have with that guy or even have him on the show, because what that guy talks about, where that cat's coming from, everything and nothing about that guy really gives me the creeps.